stop. Bucks ride an 8-game win spree north of the border into Toronto. Giannis Antetokounmpo out, or he's in Canada, out with right calf soreness. Drew Holiday carrying the load early on. He had a season-high 26.
Took over this game for the Bucks, hitting some good shots, and he had to basically step up his offensive game with Giannis being out.
16 before halftime for Drew. Second quarter, Pascal Siakam. Patient. One-footer goes. Scotty Barnes to Siakam in the paint. No Giannis there. Siakam 15 of his 20. Before halftime, Toronto up by 8 the break. Third quarter, it's the rookie Scotty Barnes. Look at him go to work.
Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, one-footer.
Close.
Tell you what, he's better in terms of scoring than I think a lot of people thought he would. And speaking of scoring,
Fred VanVleet heats up after halftime. Corner three goes. How about the long jumper there? Yep. Toronto leads by 8. Bucks still around. They are champions after all. Chris Middleton, he can score it. Middleton one more time. 2 of his 22.
Those are really difficult shots, my goodness.
Middleton to the rookie, Sandro Mamukelishvili.
Better you than
how many syllables is in that?
You'll have to count them for me afterwards.
Holy
Toronto's God. Lead down to 2. VanVleet splits it. That's clever. 26 of his 29 in the second half. 13 seconds left. Bucks down 2. Bobby Portis misses the free throw. They get the board. Pat Connaughton, he's hit so many big shots this season, but not that
Ooh.
One.
Oh, boy, they got a good look, though, didn't they?
Raptors hang on as the Bucks' 8-game win streak comes to a close. They're now 0-2 this season without Giannis in the lineup. Also, some more tough news for the Bucks. Brook Lopez is going to have back surgery, so he'll be out even longer. He's played just one game this season. Raptors now 1-2 on a 7-game homestand. Thunder and the Grizzlies.
This is what we've been waiting on.
At least the Grizzlies. The Thunder participation was really nominal at best.
Ooh.
Do you want me to actually go through the highlights?
Are we going to see OKC highlights?
You know, that's really the big question. How do you bounce back from this if you're the young Oklahoma City Thunder?
Listen, they're a little bit scarred. There's no doubt about it. But you really can't focus too much on it because this is a team that's in rebuild mode to begin with. Your best player and arguably your second best player were out in this game. Memphis played incredibly well. And I think you just say, hey, guys, let's just get back to basics. Not focus on this. This is one of those times where you appreciate playing in a small market.
You had. They also had some of those players who are in, shall we say, development mode.
Yeah.
You know, Oklahoma City's roster. And they beat the Miami Heat's record. Miami lost by 68 to Cleveland in 1991. And Miami back then, they were only in their third year. So they were built pretty much the same way. And I was a reporter and I was covering that game. And do you know who else was there that night watching that game?
Who's that?
Our very own Steve Smith. He was a rookie. Miami Heat that season. Smitty, you're off the hook.
You were there as well.
Absolutely.
Smitty and the Heat. You were no longer had that record. I'm sure they're applauding somewhere.
Oh, man, I feel bad.
Draymond Green weighed in. That's a fine. It's definitely a...
It's something to discuss. I know that.
It's going to leave a mark, that's for sure. It's going to scar. I know that much. I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb and guarantee you that TNT's games Tuesday night are going to be better. More competitive.
I was going to say closer.
Nets and Mavericks, 7:30 Eastern time. Celtics and Lakers at 10. Coverage starts here on NBA TV at 6 Eastern time. Guaranteed.
For 75 seasons, we've seen bigs, smalls,